T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everybody, it's Mel from FM 1019 here with Magic Giants.
Hey.
Are you excited to already have played the show at the Beecham?
Yeah, it was crazy. The show was crazy. Do you remember?
It was a sweaty one.
Backflip?
I think it's the best show I've ever played.
Backflip. That's impressive.
I did a backflip, and normally I can't touch my toes, so it was big.
And he was naked.
He was naked.
Yeah. Yep.
So
he, he wasn't wearing socks.
And the AC shut off.
I love that.
Nice, yeah.
That's nice.
So, did you know you have a pretty good cult following here in Orlando? You actually have a lot of people that love Magic Giant here.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you
so
come
I'm
to
expecting a good crowd for this
Orlando's
show.
Like its own world. And even like Florida,
it
sometimes
is.
I feel like we're coming
it's like
to a
Disney
different
world.
Country.
Florida is a different
the
place.
The country of Florida.
We have gators, we have crazy people, we have Florida man. It's kind of our thing.
Yeah, what's the Florida man today?
So you matter. Got a Florida man story? Oh, fair enough. There's always one somewhere in there. But it was probably something about Florida man and drugs and gator and a cop.
Yep.
So
it does always feel like we're from California, but every time we come to Florida in general, it's a party.
Yeah.
We
talk about
like
you guys too, you Californians.
So our powers combined, we're
yeah.
just...
Terrible.
We're terrible.
So what is your favorite thing to do in Orlando? Sorry, I touched your leg there.
I felt okay.
Well, Zambricki went to Cocoa Beach.
Yep. Down to Cocoa.
Our in drummer, the ocean?
Our drummer is from Cocoa Beach, so we cruised out. Yeah, jumping in a canal. I don't know if it was sanitary, but it happened.
No, you might want to get tested.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the things we love.
Have you been to Disney? Have you done the theme
we actually
parks
played,
and all that?
We played at Disney
at
a few
Epcot.
Months ago.
We played Epcot.
Yeah, Epcot. Right.
Did they let you backstage into the secret corridors?
They what? Did.
They told
did
you we signed an NDA, so.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think we actually have a few. I saw on the bus today, they gave us tickets from playing, and I saw them just sitting on the.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are these Disney tickets here?
So I put them out for someone.
Did
if they
you
wanted.
Actually?
So maybe
yeah,
tonight we can throw them from the stage. They're like fast pass Disney's.
Yeah, we got to talk about that later. I'd like to go to Disney.
We okay. got you.
That'd be fun.
We got you.
So tell me about Disaster Party. Obviously, you explained where it came from with the fires and stuff. But give me one more. What is another disaster party in your history that you guys think of automatically that was a hot mess that turned into an awesome night?
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really good.
That's good.
I mean, sometimes we have moments, they're not disaster parties, but like the comedy of being in a touring band comes out. Like we were playing up in, I think in Madison, and after the show, you know, you run backstage like for the encore, but we ran backstage and the door locked and it was snowing and we were locked out of the venue. So then we ran around to the front, came in through
that.
The front, and everyone was like, oh my God, they came in through the
and
front.
And we played in the audience.
Yeah, like, in
we
the
just
audience.
Didn't get on stage, we just effed around and played.
Yeah,
stage.
So it was like, but nobody knew that the reason why we did that is because we got locked out of our own show in the snow and run around.
You played
so,
it off. You made
yeah,
it work.
Yeah, instead of like going up there apologizing that we didn't make
oh
it.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
We just played.
That's awesome.
Power through it.
So what's next after Disaster Party? You have an album coming? Working on it?
We have an album coming out and we have another
maybe
tour.
Maybe even that other song we...
The song we played tonight, or the song we played acoustic just now, the second song.
Maybe, out of my head.
We'd love to have that one come out. And then we're going to be back on tour in April. So I don't know if it's announced yet, but you know. So we're
now it is.
And then we do this thing in Northern California called Camp Misfits.
It's like our own festival, music festival.
That's awesome.
It's in the Redwoods, and it's like 3 days, four days, three nights, and
is
it's
it
like
just you guys?
It's so just the three of us.
No. It's just the three of
no
us,
else
and no one comes.
It's a retreat,
and no one attends. It's just the three
company
of us.
Company retreat.
No, we obviously play. We play like six sets over the weekend, and we have other bands that play, but we usually don't announce them until it's sold out. So we have like Zach from American Authors. Mm-hmm. He came and played last year. We had Drew from One Republic come and play. We have DJs, and there's also classes. Zhang teaches a salsa class. I teach a
salsa
songwriting.
Dancing.
All right,
salsa.
I need to
not
see some
dip.
Moves.
Give it to
her.
Right now?
I got to give you a salsa beat.
Stand up. We'll hold your mic. I'm holding his gourd. Wow. Look at those hips.
Yeah,
a round of applause.
All right, thank you, thank you. And how was my beatboxing?
Give Shaker. Him a round of
could
applause.
Be better.
That is the first time Shaker beatboxing.
Let me know if you want me to hold your mic and you can be his partner, because that's next level.
Put her on the spot. Look, let's see. Put her on the spot.
I'm not,
is here.
I may be from South Florida, but I cannot move like that. Like, I cannot do
Come
that.
On. You don't have any Cuban in your blood?
No. And if I did, I'm pretty sure I'd just stumble and fall down. I'm a very clumsy person, but I appreciate the offer.
Hey, and thank you for giving me the floor. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, so give it up for Magic Giant. We're excited to have you guys already play last night.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
Insane.
Whenever we get this video edited, we'll see. And, yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Mel.
Thanks, Mel. Thank
you. I got nothing else. You keep Appreciate trying to it. Touch me.
I'm just touching you back.
All right, have a good one, guys. Enjoy your
Thank
show.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Mic drop.
That was even less awkward than Unlikely Candidate, so that's good. I didn't...
That's why we're going to keep putting you in front of them, for you.
Yeah, well, I told them they needed a shower, so I didn't do that with you guys, so that's good.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.